This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Welcome to 2021. The ball dropped in Times Square at midnight, but police had the area fenced off to keep crowds from gathering. They didn't want the traditional celebration to turn into a coronavirus super spreader event. Ali Jamil owns a store near Times Square, and the fact that people aren't gathering there like they used to is hurting his business.
We are dreaming to come back again like before, you know? We hope so.
Tens of thousands of New Year's Eve merrymakers strolled along the Las Vegas Strip despite a plea from Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak not to gather for the holiday. A man in Florida now has the new coronavirus strain first seen in England. Health officials say the man had not been traveling recently. The first incidence of this in the U.S. was seen in Colorado. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska is slamming fellow Republicans who plan to object next week to the final certification of Joe Biden's White House win. Jackie Quinn reports.
Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse has issued a pointed rebuke of the GOP on social media, urging his colleagues to also reject this, quote, dangerous ploy. Senator Josh Hawley was the first to say he's going to raise objections when Congress meets January 6th to affirm Biden's victory. Other Republicans are expected to join Hawley. Sasse disputed the GOP allegations of voter fraud in key states.
The Senate will still be working in the final few hours of this Congress. The Senate appears ready to override the president's veto of a major defense bill. That bill would give the troops a pay raise. The president doesn't like other parts of it. Republicans are ignoring the president's demand for $2,000 stimulus checks. This is AP News. Now to bans on green cards and work visas. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump is extending pandemic-related bans on green cards and work visas to large groups of applicants. The bans now run through the end of March. It largely targets family members of people already in the U.S. The president said it would protect American jobs in a pandemic-wracked economy. Business groups say it would hamper a recovery. Also, a federal appeals court sided with the president on a rule that requires new immigrants to have their own health insurance. President-elect Joe Biden has promised to undo many of the Trump administration's actions on immigration, but it is unclear how quickly and to what extent. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The 2020 film box office take is down 80%. It's being described as disastrous. About 35% of theaters in this country are open. Some of the biggest markets, like New York, are closed. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.